Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we get started with some Penguins talk. Sully on to Smith. Go with it, Matt.
He made some big saves at key times for us that gave us a chance to keep the lead and gave us a chance to get our legs going.
All right, what was it? 28 saves, I believe. 26 saves.
26, but we're not going to split hairs.
Yeah, Casey DeSmith coming up big after a lot of inactivity. That's one of the stories, probably the biggest story, alongside with this power play that played great again.
Three out of four?
Yeah, you go 3 out of 4 in the power play. You get good goaltending, but I think the overarching story is this. You don't get a Mike Tomlin special. You go play a bad team, and you step on their face. You don't want to do that with hockey skates.
No.
But you step on their face, and you do what you're supposed to do against the team you're supposed to
beat. You catch a reeling Sabres team that's without one of their stars, right, because Eichel was out.
Uh-huh.
And exactly like you said, Skinner missing for most of the game, at least not showing up, really. This is exactly what you wanted them to do against, like you said, a team that they should do it against like this. And you mentioned Casey DeSmith, the 26 saves and the shutout after being rusty, being off for a while. You mentioned the fact that this team is now moving in a positive direction, and you get Hornquist moving in a positive direction. Bukestad, a goal and an assist. So now you're getting that third line involved as well. A lot of things clicking the right way for this team right now.
3 in a row, 6 of 7. That's the makings of a streak, and that's the makings of the Penguins playing really well. There's not a lot that went wrong. One thing did go a little weird at the end. We talk about that in just about 10 minutes or so. But right now, I think you have to talk about now the goalie rotation. That's always, whenever you're coming down toward the end, when we're getting toward the playoffs, you want to be in an ideal situation goaltending-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, it changes. And Jason Mackey was all over this yesterday when we talked to him. For me, now the rotation has to change because I am a big proponent of the hot hand. I always have been, and I always will be, especially toward the end of the regular season into the playoffs. The hot hand, but also realizing who your franchise goaltender is. So you can mix those two things together. Right now, because he has a shutout, and is coming off a shutout, I should say, on Saturday against St. Louis, and it's a Western Conference game,
you go ahead. Go to Smith again?
For sure. And then the Philly game, you play Murray.
My only pause with that, and I don't have a problem splitting the weekend between the two now, certainly, and we've never had a problem splitting a back-to-back situation on the weekend between these two goalies, is I don't like the idea of Philly being out of the race, Philly being a physical team, that being a rivalry game and a team who, let's be honest, they got no problem taking runs at anybody, especially a goaltender. And that is my only pause. Now, you can't have that hesitation when you go into the playoffs against big physical teams, but it is something that makes me wonder just for a minute, do I give Murray the game against St. Louis and DeSmith against Philly? But I'm with you on splitting the weekend.
See, my thought process is the exact opposite.
Okay.
Philly presents itself, and it's maybe window dressing, but Philly presents itself as a bigger game because it's Philly.
Yeah.
Because of no matter what the records are, this is the old – No one's ever done this. Gene Collier told me this one time. He said he's seen this a lot. And he's never seen. He's been around sports a lot. And he's never seen anyone throw records out the window.
But you can do it when these two teams meet.
Yes, you can. No one's ever done that. But this is a case where you can. And I think that because Philly will be, no matter what the records are, so up for this game. And it's one of those Sunday games at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a big-time atmosphere. I feel that having more juice than the St. Louis game.
Although Saturday afternoon is going to be interesting. I love how they always manage to schedule a Saturday afternoon game the day of the parade.
I know.
Just for the traffic effect. But I think Saturday afternoon against St. Louis could be a good one, too, as far as keeping Matt Murray sharp. Do you know what I mean? Because to your point, Casey DeSmith with the shutout last night, I want to see him play again. I want to see him play this weekend to keep his positive forward momentum going. Play both of the, I think we're on the same page. Play each of these guys once this weekend, and then once you see, you know, you turn the page into next week and you're looking at Carolina Tuesday night.
Four away games in a row.
Yes, an enormous game Tuesday night at Carolina as they continue to try and separate themselves from those wild card teams and the ninth place team in the conference. That's where I know that I want Matt Murray, but other than that, split these two this weekend between these
guys. We can agree on a lot, and I think we can agree on this. Right now, after you take this little weekend, now, however you split it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
This right now serves as the last breather for Matt Murray.
It should.
Now it's kind of go time for him.
You're down to the last 10 games of the season.
Right.
Less than 10 games after this weekend.
There's no more getting ready. This is the feeling out. All right, now he knows he's the guy, for sure. I mean, that's never been in question. But it's full systems go all the way. Right now, no more rest. Like, I don't know if he's going to play 10 in a row after, but it's kind of like, all right, we've felt this all out after this weekend. He gets one more rest, and then it's all.
I think there's opportunities because that last week of the season are against teams that are just not in it whatsoever, two against Detroit, one against the Rangers. But the one thing you want to absolutely prepare for is he's in there for those Carolina games. He's in there maybe for those Nashville games, even though they're Western Conference. They're a big team that you want to get a little bit of a playoff feel against. And, again, you want to keep both of these goalies sharp going into the playoffs because you don't want to have to use Casey DeSmith come playoff time, but you want him to be ready to go. Kudos to him for, you know, shaking off a little bit of early rust, I thought, last night and playing as well as he did. And to this defense, who that was a playoff style performance by them last night, including Gudbranson, second on the blue line in ice time last night.
Not tomorrow, but today, as in right now, we're at American Natural. Come join us, Wexford, 910 and 79. Wear green to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You may be wearing green on your way to work anyway to celebrate it for this Friday and get a free breakfast sandwich on us. So stop by and see us. We just saw our man Al from PennDOT. He stopped by.
Good guy.
Best. Gave him a free breakfast sandwich. Bunch of people have already stopped by. So do that. Stop by and see us. Say hello. What about the best player in the world, Sully?
And we rely on him so much at both ends of the rink. You know, he's competing every bit as hard without the puck as he is when he has the puck. And that's why, you know, I've said on a number of occasions he's the best 200-foot player in the game.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would argue that. Sidney Crosby's playing robotically scary right now. Like he's like Geppetto made him on a workbench somewhere.
Is this the best he's been post-concussion?
Yep, I think so.
Like consistently on a night-to-night basis.
I think we're seeing that stride. But you know why? Because it's effortless. There are times you don't notice it because he's just doing everything. It's so good. But the other superstar scared me last night in Evgeny Malkin. And I'll tell you why. As Sid is just going about his business, there's 8 minutes left. It's a 4-0 game at that point. It's Buffalo. It's mid-March. The Penguins, they don't have things sewn up, but it's looking good right
Real
now.
Real good, yeah.
Because it's Washington, the Islanders, and then the Penguins at 87, and they are
6 points ahead of the final, or ahead of the ninth-place team, I think,
and
4 points
clear of Carolina right now. And so they're in that position with 8 minutes left in a game. They're up 4-0. If Evgeny Malkin, admittedly, gets butt-ended. I saw it. Yeah. Everybody saw it. He gets butt-ended. But he feels the need to drop gloves and go at someone. It's like 99.7% of things went right last night, and nothing happened. It was okay. He came away from, but I just held my breath.
You do.
Like,
you hold your breath.
Gino.
Well, but here's why I exhaled. Here's why I exhaled, because I think 9 times out of 10 in the past, Gino would not have had the pause, right? He would not have stopped and thought, okay, do not throw hands with this man because there's a good chance you're going to bust up a knuckle or something. He stopped. And he didn't, you could tell, the look on his face was, I want to put my knuckles between your teeth right now. And he didn't. He stopped. He just held on to Larson. They kind of danced for a second, tugged on each other, and then he let the linesman come in and break it up.
I just don't even want to see his gloves
hit
the ice.
No, I know what you're saying, but I think I take that as older, slightly more mature Gino Malkin because he didn't actually end up throwing with the guy.
I want to see him get butt-ended and just skate back to the bench. I mean, I understand the need to stick up for yourself, but it's Buffalo. You don't see Buffalo again this year, I don't think. I haven't looked at the schedule. They're done. They're finished. Jack Eichel's not out there. Like, what do you have to prove at Buffalo in a 4-0 game? I wish Geno would fully rid himself of that stuff.
I know, and I agree. Nine times, like
but
I said.
Here's what I did, and I told you this about Christmas time. I've resigned myself to the fact that that's Geno. It's never going to happen. It's like Starling Marte. I've resigned myself to two stars in this town doing two things. That's always going to happen with Geno. There's no sense of complaining about it, so I'm not complaining about it. I'm just pointing it out.
Right.
And there's going to be times where Starling Marte is going to play 10 brilliant games, and then a fly ball is going to be hit to him.
And he's going to be looking the other way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He's going to run left, and it's going to drop at his feet.
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to complain about that anymore. That's going
to
dot his
career. You have to come to terms
with
it. Yeah. And with Geno, it's the emotion that I think drives him to do what he does positively when he's got the puck as well that sometimes sets him off like that. But again, I give him credit for pulling back and not actually throwing fists with the guy last night.
So there was that. And by the way, Rocky Blyer, people are asking, when he signs his autographs tomorrow, when he's finished, is he just going to say, I'm done?
Hashtag done.
Yes, done. I don't know, but that's a pretty good line by you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.